Welcome, oh welcome, to Praise of Songs with 95BFM Program Director Sarah Thompson.
Oh, morena, Sarah.
Morena, how are you?
I am good, how are you?
What kind of program director that you have two song segments, one after the other?
I love it.
Terrible radio.
Nah, it's great. We love the music. That's what we're here for.
We do.
I'm excited about all of these tracks, but particularly this first one you've brought us. What is it, Sarah?
You've played this on the show before, haven't you?
Yes, we have. The other day.
Because you're on top of things here on 95BFM Breakfast. This is the brand new track from Jasmine Mary. Jasmine Mary has in the past described themselves as a dream folk artist, but they really bring the whole performance. We're talking aesthetics, vibe, mood, eeriness. They live in Parau, which is just outside of Titirangi in Tamaki Makaurau. And this latest track is recorded at Roundhead with Stephen Ma and Peter Riddell, who is also known as Sulfate and half of Wax Chattels on keys. It has the multi-instrumentalist and incredibly talented Dave Kahn on little bits of strings every now and again. And it's really, really beautiful and awesome. So let's stop listening to me and listen to it.
What's it called?
It's called Dancer.
Nice.
Thing you promise we are getting out of here.
That is extremely beautiful.
It is beautiful. It's the first time I've ever really heard their voice sound that close, but that powerful at the same time. It's beautiful.
I know what you mean.
It's Jasmine Mary's Dancer. That is the first single from a forthcoming album called The Licking of a Tangerine, which is out on the 15th of February. And on the 20th of February, you can see Jasmine Mary and Louisa Nicklin play at the Wine Cellar in honour of that album coming out. So don't miss out on that one.
Very awesome. All right, what is the next track you've brought us, Sarah?
Tess is looking over my shoulder trying to read my notes. It's illegible, isn't it?
It's quite impressive. You can read it. It's good.
I've invented my own language. It's not quite shorthand, but it's getting there.
It looks beautiful, but it's, yeah.
Cool. So the next track we have for you is Matthew E. White and Lonnie Holly's This Here Jungle of Modernness / Composition 14.
Nice.
This is from a forthcoming 5-track EP from the two Southern American artists who met in 2019 when Lonnie Holly was touring in Richmond, Virginia, which is where Matthew E. White is from. He runs a record label in Richmond called Space Bomb Records. And they loved working together so much that they decided to take some of Matthew's instrumentals and work together to put Lonnie over the top of them. And this is the first one that's so far out. The album itself comes out on the 9th of April, so we're waiting a wee bit.
Cool.
It's called Broken Mirror, A Selfie Reflection. Ho ho. And as we mentioned, this track is called This Here Jungle of Modernness, Composition 14. Let's have a listen. We probably won't be able to play you all of it because it's lengthy.
Beautiful 7 minutes long.
But we'll come out and have a chat in a bit. We'll be right back.
this is extremely righteous.
It's pretty great, eh?
What are we listening to, Sarah?
We're listening to Matthew E. White, who is a musician and record label owner from Richmond, Virginia, and Lonnie Holly vocals.
If anyone was wondering why I went, before when she said he runs Space Bomb Records, it's because Space Bomb puts out Nadia Reid in the States.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool.
Someone's texted in saying, went to Lonnie's gig here in Auckland a couple of years ago. Eccentric and superb. Proudly have one of his stickers on my bike.
He's a total nice dude. He's an educator, a sculptor. Sometimes goes by the name The Sandman.
Cool.
And is from Birmingham, Alabama. So this song on an album which promises to be about the healing potential of music in a post-2020 America, but also incredibly importantly coming from two artists from America's South who probably have a lot more to say than the rest of us, really.
Yeah. I also appreciate that the sticker apparently on this person's bike says, thumbs up for Mother Universe. Nice. All right. This is a beautiful song. It's very long, though, so I'm just going to pull that down gently. What's our last track you've brought us today, Sarah?
Our last track is from the brand new Palberta album. Palberta are a DIY punk three-piece from New York City who've been going for quite a while, very energetic, have drawn comparisons to ESG, to, I don't know, the whole rainbow of New York punk funk noise.
Mm.
This album, however, the trio decided they wanted to experiment more with repetition and pop hooks.
Cool.
And I am deeply, deeply for it. It's a 16-track album called Palberta 5000. And every track is great. Some reviews have said, oh, Palberta have lost their edge. What are they doing with pop? I strongly disagree. Let's have a listen to Palberta's version of pop.
Were those reviews written by men?
No comment.
That is sick. Palberta, in again.
In again. There are 16 tracks on the album and they're all very good. And I did struggle in choosing which one to put on playlist. That is from an album called Palberta 5000. You can get that on their Bandcamp, which is palbertabalberta.bandcamp.com.
Yeah. Thank you very much for those three tracks, Sarah. Palberta, Matthew E. White and Lonnie Holly and Jasmine Mary from Otatahi? No, not Otatahi, Tamaki Makaurau.
Yeah, from Pado.
Big time. We will hear those on the playlist and we'll see you next week.
Go in peace. Praise of Songs with 95BFM Program Director Sarah Thompson.